I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
This is Religion Today with Martin Tanner, a weekly look at religion and spirituality here at home and around the world. Now, here's your host, Martin Tanner.
Welcome. This is Religion Today. I'm your host, Martin Tanner. This is an exciting and a little bit different Religion Today show from what we usually do. Why? Because this is about a wonderful new film that is coming out. This is a feature-length film about the Book of Mormon witnesses, and I'm thrilled because this is not just the formal witnesses. This is about informal witnesses that you may not even have heard about, and it's fabulous. You can go find out more information about it at witnessesfilm.com. On the internet, and I'm thrilled to have the director, Mark Goodman, with us. Thank you so much for being a guest on Religion Today.
Happy to be here. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. This is a wonderful film. Before we dive right into it, tell our listening audience who you are, how you got into filmmaking, because then they'll know you a little bit better and be drawn to this film maybe a little bit more.
Well, I started my filmmaking career when I was about 16 years old. I got my dad's 8mm film camera out, got my brothers and sisters, and together we made my first spy thriller film that is not available anywhere, but we sure had a lot of fun doing that. And as I grew a little bit older, I was always interested in this kind of thing, and I went to film school at BYU and graduated from there, and have been involved since that time in all kinds of local films that have been around. A lot of the feature films for families that much of the audience would be aware of. Worked with T.C. Christensen, worked also with Lee Groberg on a lot of films for PBS television, and more recently have done a couple of feature films, and this one we are so excited about. Looking forward to it coming out likely in June, for sure this summer, in a theater near you.
In a theater near you. And to make the chances of that better in a theater near you, I'm going to mention to our listeners, go to witnessesfilm.com. You'll find a location at that website where you can request the film in your area. And then local theaters will be contacted and they'll want to get the film. And that will be your opportunity to see it. It will be a fabulous film. Also, the more that there's demand for it at the theaters, the more likely it is to be down the road in DVD format for people to get a hold of. And this is something not to be missed. Tell the listeners about this film and why it's perhaps different from anything else that's ever been done on The Witnesses.
Well, I'll tell you, it's interesting. I was in Sunday school at the end of last year at some point, and someone got talking about the witnesses, and they could only name two of the three major witnesses, and I was a little taken back. And I think we don't know as much as we think we do about these men. We know a basic story, but we don't really know why they made the decisions that they did. We know that they left the church. We know that they continued to testify of the Book of Mormon and of their witness, but that's about it. And I'll tell you what, this is an absolutely, it's a very dramatic story. It's a fabulous story just on a personal relationship basis. It is fascinating. Their relationships with Joseph and the way things all came about, really, really an interesting story. And I think something that everybody's going to learn something in this story. It's interesting, as we got the first script and we sent it out to some scholars for a little bit of feedback, a little bit of review. We wanted to make sure that we were being historically accurate. And this particular scholar came back and said, why are you doing this? Why are you doing a narrative film? Why don't you just do a documentary and just kind of tell us the facts? And I love that question. And the answer to that is, number one, you reach a lot more people with this kind of a film, with a feature film. To be able to see it in the theaters, it's going to reach many more people than it would if it was just a documentary. And beyond that, any time that you can put a face on these people and you can feel their emotions of the moment, you can understand why they made the decisions that they did, it's remarkable. I have come away with a love for these men. I feel like I know them. I feel like I have a much better understanding of them. And I tell you what, I just respect and love them for what they did.
One of the comments that I also have about this particular film, knowing a little bit about it, is that this has the best aspects of documentary and also the best aspects of a regular feature film. The documentary aspect is essentially, and the reason that maybe a scholar would say, why don't you do a documentary, is because they want accuracy. And you have accuracy in this film. I mean, to the best of my knowledge, other than, you know, some dialogue that we certainly wouldn't have, but that's entirely plausible and fits the context, everything in this film is historically accurate. This is not, you know, subtitles, oh, we've taken a bunch of liberties here and there to make it more interesting. This is the real deal. And so you have accuracy, plus you also have a face on those characters that you're talking about.
And that is a great point. And we worked hard to make sure that we were historically accurate. And the truth is, there's some of these stories that we're not that familiar with. For example, Martin Harris deciding that he is going to test Joseph by switching the seer stone during the translation process. An attempt at the takeover of the Kirtland Temple. Those kinds of things actually happen, but we're not very familiar with those stories. And lots of drama. We didn't have to make things up because these things actually happened. We did, as you mentioned, within the scenes, we would have to imagine how the relationships played out, the things that they said to each other. But all of those, again, based on the best historical journal accounts, the best history that we have.
In other words, if someone goes to see this film, there will not be an incident in this film that didn't really happen. This is a fabulous film, and I really like that about it. The other point, and I'd like you to touch on this briefly, is that there are, shall we say, the human side of a lot of the events in here. You know, there are some descriptions of events in here that may make some people maybe a little bit uncomfortable. But to me, I love this. It's a little bit like the Rough Stone Rolling book. Not everything in there makes you happy, but it's the true story of real people who have their ups and downs and their good decisions and their bad decisions. And I like the realism that's found in this film.
That's exactly right, and we worked hard to do that. You know, it's interesting to me that a couple of things. Number one, these were very young men. Other than Martin Harris, who's a little older, these were men in their 20s. And I think sometimes about the decisions I made in my 20s and think, you know, sometimes we're too quick to judge them. These were men that were in their 20s, and they grew up with the church. And then they were only in the church, the witnesses, they were in the church for less than 10 years. And so for us to judge them based on what we know today is not quite fair. And there was a lot of conflict, and that conflict is portrayed in the film. The witnesses had issues with Joseph. As Joseph grew as a revelator, and as he continued to receive revelation, and he brought new practices, a couple of examples, as he brought plural marriage forward, that was something, of course, that was a great point of conflict. The failure of the Kirtland Safety Society was not something that was popular. Those kinds of things are addressed. We tried not to skip over things. And so, yes, there may be some things that are a little bit uncomfortable. uncomfortable, but they're accurate. And it's important for us to know that.
This is, even though we've talked about some of those difficulties, this is an incredibly faith-promoting film. And I would be remiss if I didn't bring up the fact that we have witnesses who are not formal witnesses, the stories about whom are little known. And this will be very faith-promoting for anyone who goes to see it. I highly recommend it.
Absolutely.
If you would like to actually see this film at its screening, go to LDSFilmFest.com, LDSFilmFest.com. The premiere will be Wednesday at 7 p.m. in Provo, Utah at the Grand Theater. This will be a wonderful event. Mark Goodman, director extraordinaire, thank you so much for your time and for being with us on Religion Today.
Thank you very much.
Religion Today with Martin Tanner continues on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
We're back. I'm Martin Tanner. This is Religion Today. The subject of this broadcast is the fabulous new feature-length film, Witnesses, which you can find information about on the internet at witnessesfilm.com. And if you'd like to see this film in a theater near you, go to that website, witnessesfilm.com, express your desire to see the film, and hopefully you can get it close to where you are. This is Religion Today. This segment of our show, I am thrilled to have as our guest the actor who plays the part of Martin Harris in the Witnesses film, Lincoln Hope. Thanks for joining us.
Martin, I'm so glad to be here. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us and for doing this film. How did you get involved in this project?
I'm an actor, and so a lot of what we do for our profession is auditioning for things, and I got a call from an old casting director friend of mine who sadly passed away, Roz Sulamhak, and she invited me to audition and sent me a script, and I put myself on tape because I live in Los Angeles, pretty far away from the audition site, and sent it in, and they liked what I did, so I got booked for the part and ended up reading a whole ton about Martin Harris and finding out a whole bunch of interesting things I never knew, and just getting ready to go and film in Canada and Boston and Utah, all just a few weeks after I auditioned. So it was kind of a whirlwind trip. It is incredibly beautifully shot. Like I mentioned, we shot in these amazing old 1800s villages in Canada and in Boston, and there at the This Is the Place Monument as well in Salt Lake City. And the look is beautiful. There's so much authenticity visually, but I think one of the really interesting things is how much they sought to keep all of the history and the personal stories accurate to the accounts that we have and the accounts that we know. But I don't think that's the most exciting part. To me, the most exciting part is that these three witnesses, as well as Joseph Smith throughout, really come to life. We know the stories. We've heard, in fact, this week we're reading about the three witnesses in Sunday school and in personal study, as well as we've heard about them throughout our lives, but this film really looks at their lives and what they sacrificed and what they did to become witnesses, as well as how that changed their lives, and a few of the things that happened afterwards that derailed them and gave them interesting trials throughout the rest of their lives. It's really those personal that personal story that I think really comes to life in this film for those witnesses.
So what did you learn about Martin Harris by portraying him in this film?
Oh, my goodness. That's my job as an actor, is to take a character and find out who they are and find out where I, Lincoln, am similar to them and where I'm different from them. And you know, a lot of people, when they hear about Martin Harris, they think, you know, as we talked about before, they think about, oh, you know, he lost 116 pages. He helped finance the Book of Mormon. He fell away from the church, but then came back. You know, those are the things that that people tend to remember from their study of church history. But this man, Martin Harris, was such an interesting individual. He was so excited and enthused to help with the work. And I think if you look at his actions, you know, that he mortgaged his farm to publish, to print the Book of Mormon. I mean, that's someone putting their entire livelihood behind what they believed in. But he was so excited to help. And I thought it was so interesting because he was older than Joseph Smith by quite a bit, as well as the other witnesses.
Significantly, and, yes.
Yes, whereas in certain ways he was older, his excitement for the work was just like a child. You know, he was so excited and he was so moved to help. And it's so interesting because he was also, he wanted proof. He was so excited from the prospect of being a witness from long before he was actually able to see the plates. And he was really, really excited. And that, I mean, I think that worked on him, that aided him a little bit, that he had quite a bit of faith, but was also really, really wanted some proof, which to me is a very interesting mix, you know, of someone who's willing to give up so much without knowing for sure. But then I still would love to see him. You know, he really still wanted to see the plates, and he pressured Joseph. And I mean, we know what happened with 116 pages. And I think as we look back with this 2020 hindsight of history, we just think, yeah, he wanted to know. But he also wanted his family to share that. He wanted his wife to know. He wanted his family to know why he was spending time away from the home, why he was spending some of the family's money. He wanted his family to share that with him. And of course, it didn't turn out the way he expected or wanted, but he really had this interesting balance between childlike innocence and faith, as well as really wanting to know, to have proof, if that makes sense.
It certainly does to me. Years ago, I heard a statement by a general authority, but he was talking about the Foundation for Ancient Research and Mormon Studies, and he said, you guys don't create faith, but you do create, with all the facts and background, a climate in which it can foster. And that's the way I see Martin Harris. He was taking information by going to see Charles Anton and by becoming a witness to the plates, seeing an angel. It wasn't faith or facts. It was each helping the other.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's really, really well said. And that's one of the things about diving into a character's shoes for filming a movie like this. Diving into a historical character's shoes is you get to appreciate them for so much more from a human side as opposed to a written record side of this is what happened. As we've been reading just over the last few weeks, I mean, I'm still connected to Martin in my heart, you know. And as we've read Come Follow Me, and I really feel like I feel so much for Martin and what he went through. I have such a better appreciation of the amazing things that he did for the church. The Book of Mormon couldn't have been published. That first edition could not have been published without him putting up that money. You know, he did so many amazing things, and I really do feel like I understand him much more as a person. And I think that's what this movie strives to do, is show these historical figures as real people, but using the actual historical accounts that we have. I think they've done a great job of that, and I'm really excited to have been a part of it.
Well, we wish you great success with this film. If you would like more information about it or to get the film in your area, go to witnessesfilm.com and let your voice be known that you want it seen in a theater near you. And if you happen to be in the Provo, Utah area and would like to see the debut of the film, this is a feature-length film, almost 2 hours long, you could see it at the LDS Film Festival. More information is available at ldsfilmfest.com. This coming Wednesday at 7 p.m. It'll be fabulous in the Grand Theater. Lincoln Hope, it's been an absolute delight to have you here. Best of luck in your future acting career, and thank you so much for portraying Martin Harris and sharing your fascinating experience with us today.
Thank you, Martin. It's been my pleasure.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.